Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back, 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please use it to your advantage. We got something you can do there, whether you want to read or listen or watch. That's right. We have a new video up every week, sometimes more than one. Dozens and dozens of new podcasts every week. I don't know how many articles, many articles that either I've written or my Brain Trust members have written. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. There is no other website for small business like ours, so please check it out. We built it just for you. Joanna Brandy's with us. She's been a member of our Brain Trust since 1998. That's right, folks. That makes her an original founding member of our Brain Trust. And Joanna, tell us how we can find you online, too, please.
Very easy. It's on the web at returnonhappiness.com. Or one of my blogs. Return on happiness.
ROH, right?
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah. So what is the ROH?
What is the ROH? More productivity, better customer happiness. I stay away from that word satisfaction because most customers want to get beyond satisfaction.
Satisfaction won't make them come back, will it?
No, satisfaction, just, you know, that's the entry ticket. So, you know, but I hear a lot of people still talking about it. But you get increased customer loyalty when you have a higher ROH. You get certainly more creativity, more productivity, better health. There's a huge ROH. In companies where the culture is, you know, happier than other companies, you even see things like better safety records. It seems that in companies where we put a focus on creating a great environment for the employees, people take better care. They care not only about them, their fellow employees, but themselves. It's really interesting to see all of almost every business outcome. There's a wonderful book called The Happiness Advantage, and I have read it several times. And Sean Aker, who taught happiness at Harvard along with Tal Ben-Shahar, says that virtually every business outcome increases in a positive way when you create more happiness at work.
Well, this is part of the engagement effort that you're making with your employees. You want them to be engaged by having them in the right position. You want them to be engaged by getting the right kind of recognition. You want them to be engaged by feeling that their company has good values and that customers are being served and the company is good for the community. You want them to be engaged with compensation and benefits that help them to be happy with their families. This is all part of that, isn't it?
It's all part of it. And every study shows that if employees are not engaged, customers won't be engaged. So there's this absolute connection that can't
that's not,
be
that's
denied.
Not a dotted line, folks. That's not a dotted line. That's an absolute straight line.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely, and you can see it. I had a couple of great conversations over the weekend about stupid policies and people talking about literally stupid policies that their companies have that embarrass them when they're trying to take care of customers because they have to say to the customer, I'm sorry, I can't help you with that. Customers
right.
will say things like, well, that's a dumb policy, and the employee is forced to agree. You know, they go,
yeah.
Well, there's nothing else I can do. I've tried to change it. I can't do it. I agree with you. It's a dumb policy.
Employees
How does
don't
that make
like
you feel
say,
about the company?
Employees do not like to say, I'm sorry, but that's our policy.
Well, and when they have to, here's what happens. They get disengaged because they don't want to be associated with stupid policy.
And let me tell you something else, Joanna. Right now, disengaged employees are putting up with whatever unhappiness they have because they know that they need to keep their job.
Yeah.
But when the economy turns, when the unemployment starts dropping over the next, you know, whatever period of time it takes, there are going to be other opportunities out there. And my point is, if the economy were rocking and rolling, you would have already lost those people.
Oh, yeah.
And they're already, if you haven't been taking care of them, if you haven't been nurturing them, if you haven't been building positive capacity, as Joanna talks about in your culture, then these are people you've lost. They just haven't left yet. What do you think?
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, in some cases, and I do have to say this, in some cases you want them to go. It depends on the level of disengagement.
Well, if they're the problem, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. So it's not just that we want to save every one of those disengaged employees, but we want to make sure that people are engaged with passion in their work, so that, because they bring more to it. They bring more presence to it. And, of course, they're more present with the customers when they deal with customers. So, yeah, it's really scary because the estimates are that a good two-thirds of the American workforce are poised to leave their jobs when the economy gets better. Of course, we'll have to see.
I've seen those numbers that you just gave us. I've seen that in more than one survey.
Me too. Yeah, yeah. So it's a bit scary. And, you know, the world we live in now with the access to the Internet and the fact that everybody can have a resume up LinkedIn, people are updating their resumes all the time.
Right.
People can be on or perusing who's got a site that they want to see. They can be looking at how well a company does. So, you know, even when you think an employee is doing a great job and is loyal to your company, there can be a lot going on in the background that puts that employee at risk.
I got to wrap it up. Thanks again for being here. Give us the website again one more time.
That's returnonhappiness.com.
Check it out, folks. You can find her books there, too. Thank you, Joanna. See you next time.
Thanks, Jim.
Quick break, 29 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.